Zion Young sitting down with us from Missouri. He liked that one. His coach was up there telling jokes today, too.
Yeah.
Eli Drinkwitz was up there.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. It's a good day to be back home.
I just put a profile from Westlake. So you're right down the road.
Right down the road.
Okay, that's good, man. How has everything been going for you this offseason? And I wanted to get your thought process on this whole situation. Is Missouri, they're talking about, well, they got the easy schedule, so they got to make.
Oh, they think we got an easy schedule?
Yeah, a lot of people saying that, man. A lot of people running around, and then my man just pulled it up. I was like, no, they got some sums on that.
You check at our home schedule, we're looking pretty good. I think it's going to be, you know what I mean? I think it's going to be, we got what? A&M at home.
Yep.
South Carolina at home.
Right.
We got Oklahoma away. We got Auburn away. Mm-hmm. We got, we got Vandy. Yeah, man, we what? Yeah, we got it. I don't know what they talking about. I don't know.
That's where that word are straight. Hey, Mizzou, I got it, man. They got a lighter schedule this year of both SEC teams.
It's all right.
Is there such a thing as a light schedule in the SEC?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Any given Saturday, you will be that team. You will be that team any given Saturday. Any given Saturday. You know what I mean? If you don't prepare right, you will most definitely be that team.
You guys have had a couple of really good years in a row.
Right.
What makes you think this year can be like that?
Just what we're doing. You know, we're working extra hard. Everything we're doing is with an edge. Shout out to our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Rush. You know what I mean? He wanted me to shout him out. We've been doing everything. We've been getting 1% better every day, man. In any aspect of football, whether it's watching film, doing a little bit extra recovery, working out a little bit extra. We're just trying to, you know what I mean, trying to evolve ourselves around that area. And it's going to work out for us.
I mean, tell us about your game, because obviously it's your second year starting and everything. Right. I'm looking at your stats right now. Right. 12 tackles, lost 5 sacks, all those different things like that. You're in the ground, hand in the ground, pass rusher.
Right.
All right, what is it about you in this defense that – because last year you guys were pretty much kind of holding things together while the right. offense had some rough days.
Right. All right, so death row defense once again. I mean, I feel as if my game, me personally, I feel like we've been doing our thing. Me personally, we've got better guys on our D line. Dame Wilson came in. These Georgia guys as well. Dame Wilson, Darius Smith. I know y'all big time Georgia fans probably.
Yes.
Which I don't like that. You know what I mean?
I'm a Washington Huskies Georgia fan.
Like I see that. Yeah, no, I don't like that
don't
either.
Like that either.
I was at Michigan State. We played them, man.
Hold on. You went to Michigan State before you were at Michigan State, right?
Right.
You were with Mel. Okay. How the hell did Mel get you out of Westlake?
He came right to the backyard. He came right to Westlake and got me.
Okay.
He came right to Westlake and got me. So, you know, it's just like I told the other guys, it's just like if you were sitting in front of a – it's different what you sitting in front of a manager and a real business owner. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, he's not the business owner, but it's – you get what I'm saying? So, it's – I'd rather sit in front of with an owner than a guy that's – didn't have my position coach and another GA just right. – it feels better. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You feel really needed and wanted.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It solidified what you really – your thought process.
Tell us about your current head coach, because, I mean, he like my man Andrew Great was guy. Talking about, he was holding court earlier today and everything like that. It seems like he's the type of coach where, you know what, even if other people don't like him, we'll run through a wall for him.
Right, man. Yeah, man. Coach Drinks, he's a good guy, man. Down to earth guy. Real stand-up guy. You know what I mean? Coach Drink, he's very funny, but when we're on the field, it's a straight business. You know what I mean? He's a straight business guy. And I'm on the radio station now, but I see a lot of funny jokes like Coach Drink, soft. He's not like that on the ESPN. Like if it was something that happened with all the coaches fighting and all that, Coach Drink would be the last one to win.
All they're saying, he can't fight?
Yeah, I 100% disagree, though. I think he a dog. I think he got brothers, you know what I mean? If you got brothers, you grew up fighting or something, you know what I mean?
It's true. Especially if you're a little brother.
Exactly. So, yeah, man, they put some respect on Coach Drink.
So you think if all the SEC coaches were to rumble, he'd be fine?
Yeah, he'll be fine. Wait, what? He'll be fine, you know what I mean?
He's younger than a lot of those guys.
That might help too. Hey, let me ask you this, because you did transfer from obviously a big program at Michigan State to another big program at Missouri. Those are Power Five schools, Big Ten to SEC. What's the hardest? We always talk about this era of player movement and guys transferring and all of that. We never talk about like what it takes for a guy to do that. Like, what's the hardest part of going from a situation in Michigan State where you were for a couple of years to then Missouri and making yourself acclimated and getting to know your teammates and all that?
No, you just got to adjust. It's all about adjusting. You know what I mean? It's the adjustment process. You got to do just I feel as if my first day at Missouri, it felt like I was already it was a home feeling. You get what I'm saying? Like when I came back to move in, everybody was there. It was just more so of a home-oriented, family-oriented staff and everything they got going on, like the environment in Columbia, Missouri. So it really wasn't hard for me, you know what I mean? The coaches kind of slowed things down for me. And from there, the rest is history, you know what I mean?
I love the fact that I'm looking at your thing. And I mean, obviously, you are excellent on the football field, but in the Big Ten, you were academic all Big Ten.
Right.
Last year, you were all academic SEC, which is just freaking phenomenal, brother. So I just wanted to give you a shout out for that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, big man.
What are we studying?
Communications.
Oh, that's what I studied.
What?
Yeah, look at us.
Yeah. You're good talking.
You're a good communicator yourself. Thank you for the time. We
appreciate it, brother. Stay healthy. Stay safe, man.
God bless.
Enjoy the time at home in Atlanta as well. I'm sure you will. Zion Young there, Missouri, taking some time to hang out with us. Obviously, a local kid as well from Westlake High School.